Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the US Penny Stocks Sweep here on Share Talk for Friday, the 10th of July. Starting off with a good old-fashioned rising trend channel on Sphere 3D. You can see that's been in place since, the end of March. Rising trend channel with its resistance line heading towards 4.5 pence. Probably at the moment, obviously today's support just below $3. Otherwise, if you want to get it tighter, then perhaps just below the midweek resistance around $3.20 at the moment in terms of potential money management there. But $4.50 possible over the next few weeks, let us say. Now, a stock which most of us have heard of, Barnes & Noble. Here you can see that we've actually had a reasonable breakout here over recent sessions when it comes through. A rising trend channel there from, again, the March area. Plenty of support coming in between, $1.50 and $2 over the recent past. Breaking that line of resistance from April and the 50-day moving average this week, quite clearly 50-day line there around the $1.75 level. While we're above that, looking for the top of the post-March channel heading towards the 200-day moving average, that's the orange line there, and the $3 level. Going on to one of the other movers and shakers of the moment, Cheetah Mobile, stock which sort of came up on the radar earlier in the week, but I didn't publish it then. But now we've got a decent price action at and above the 50-day moving average around $2.35. While we're above that, looking for the top of that broadening triangle there from March, heading as high as $4. Nice setup there, especially if we can get through or close above the bottom of the gap to the downside. Bear trap gap reversal that we had there over the course of late June and going into July. So above the 50-day line, around the $2.35 level, up to $4, it looks to be a possibility for that situation. Another stock which looking quite hot at the moment, GoGo. Here we can see that we've got a nice break of that trend line there from January, around the $3.25 level. And above that, looking for the top of that rising trend channel from early April, heading towards $5. Which would take us back, to the pre-drop down or fall down level that we had during February. So it's been quite a correction and then a reversal for the shares over that period. On to another stock which is looking more encouraging at the moment, Navios Maritime. Here you can see that we've bounced off the floor of this rising trend channel from late February. Neckline resistance broken, I suppose, from last week around the $4.20 mark, and a decent weekly close today above $4.20 could set the shares up for a move towards the top of that rising trend channel from earlier in the year, as heading as high as $6.50. Stop loss on the recovery argument back below $4, which is the support line there from the end of March. Another name to possibly follow over the next few days is Kumu Corporation. Here you can see probably that this is the most dynamic chart of the selection today. We've had a gap to the upside through the 200-day moving average at the beginning of July. Beautiful little bull flag there, and breaking out of that bull flag at around the $4.65 level. Above that, and we're looking for the top of the one-year trend channel heading as high as $6.60 over the next, month or so would be the time frame there. This stage only really back below 420, which is the bottom of the flag, really delaying the upside scenario. But if we're lucky, we won't even go back below the broken flag top around the $4.60 level. Next situation, also looking quite encouraging, quite sparky at the moment. You can get the right epic code on there. Tarina, here you can see a classic trend line break there from the end of April, and breaking that trend line around the $1.85 level. A nice weekly close above that and above the $2 level should set the shares up for possible retest of the early June resistance at $3.20 plus over the next few weeks. Another stock to keep an eye on here in the form of container store. Here it looks encouraging on the basis of the break above this line of resistance from January. Nice little sort of bull flag consolidation on that broken resistance line, and then heading higher. So 380, the notional support there, and above 380 on an end of day close basis, and we could hit that November resistance line projection as high as $6 as soon as the end of next month, the current rate of progress. Just a couple of stocks to go now. One that I've looked at earlier in the week, Unum Therapeutics. Here we've got I suppose it looks like a bull flag breakout happening here. The top of the flag there around 334. So an end of day close either today or on Monday above that level could set up the shares for a follow-on move towards the late September resistance line projection, currently heading as high as $5. And that could be seen as soon as the end of this month, given the way the shares are currently sprinting ahead. Last stock of the day, one that looks to be in very much a positive kind of framework at the moment, is YRC Worldwide. Here you can see that we bounced, a bit like one of the other stocks we were looking at before, bounced off former resistance. That's turned into new support. So we've also got support here above the 200-day moving average around the $2.50 level. While we hold above that, looking for at least a retest of the late June resistance at $3.50 plus, but an end-of-day close through 355, through 360, and we could hit that resistance line there from last September, currently pointing at a target up towards the $5.50 level. But the upside there valid at least while we hold above the $2.60 area. And obviously that's just around the area of the 200-day moving average. That's it from me this week. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.